this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Emily, and it's the new year. It's 2025. That is a crazy sounding year to me, but I think the past like 7 years all sounded crazy to me. So maybe in my heart, I'm like supposed to be 15 or something. Yeah. So in commemoration of 2025, the year, I will be playing a lot of songs from my Spotify Wrapped. The theme this week is Spotify Wrapped 2024. I know it's a bit late and I feel like the Wrapped hype has died down by now because it came out back in December, but December was for Christmas music, so I didn't really want to play my Wrapped back then, so that's what we're talking about right now. Yeah, I'm going to play some mostly songs from my Spotify Wrapped. There are some that I just wanted to include, some new artists that I also think are cool, but yeah. My top artist this year is kind of a surprise. For the past, I think, 3 years, my top artist was Phoebe Bridgers. This year, she got beat by Pinegrove. I have loved Pinegrove for the past like year and a half maybe, and I definitely shuffled a lot of their playlists like over and over. There were some songs that I would just play over and over also. Angelina's a big one, Darkness by Pinegrove. There's so many good ones, but this week the top of the show is going to be my top song of the year, So What by Pinegrove. Then after that, I'll play Loose Ends by Half Moon Run. Yeah, okay. This is So What by Pinegrove. But so what, so much, so what, so drawn. Everyone you meet along suffered an ellipsis and it's done. One day, just one. Not too much. September 10, I see what you mean. Come on.
to tie up some loose ends. I gotta tie up some loose ends.
Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then Saturday came around and I said, who's this clown locked in the bathroom sink. But even smoked in all my clothes, I gotta say, pretty pimpin'.
Okay, that was Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile, and before that it was Loose Ends by Half Moon Run. Maybe I should have warned you that this is going to be kind of a really uncohesive playlist this week. In order to reflect my Wrapped, I felt like, I don't know, I wanted to include a lot of songs that are some of my like favorites from the Wrapped, and also like a variety of the different types of music that I listen to, so we're having a little vibe shift. But yeah, Pretty Pimpin', discover that one this September, and it made the Wrapped. It made the top songs. It wasn't top five, but it was in the top songs. So yeah, I listened to that one like over and over this fall. Now we're going for a different vibe. Imogen Heap. I'm going to play Goodnight and Go by Imogen Heap. She is, I think, probably one of the most underrated artists, even though she isn't even that underrated. Like, people know about her and stuff, and she definitely has a lot of fans. I just feel like nowadays, nobody's talking about Imogen Heap, but she's the blueprint. Like, I feel like she is so inventive with different sounds that she uses as instruments type thing. And she did a lot of looping. She would perform live and have like a looping machine. And yeah, she's just so cool. Goodnight and Go is probably my favorite song by her, but I love everything from her album, Speak for Yourself. After that, I'll play No One Noticed, the extended English version by The Marías. This was another surprise for me. I never really thought I would be into The Marías like that, but this is a really great song. Super chill, mellow. Okay, this is Goodnight and Go by Imogen Heap.
Say goodnight and go. Cheeks, I am struggling. Daydreaming, bed scenes in the corner cafe. And I'm left in bits, recovering tectonic. Trembling, you get me every time. Why'd you have to be so cute? It's impossible to ignore you. Must you make me laugh so much? It's bad enough we get along so well. Say goodnight and go. Follow you home. You got your headphones on and you're dancing. Taking everything off, watch the curtains wide open. And you fall in the same routine, flicking through the TV, relaxed and reclining. And you think you're alone. Oh, why'd you have to be so cute? It's impossible to ignore you. Your train and come stay with me.
if you believe me, I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me, it can't be that easy, babe. If you believe me, I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me, it can't be that easy, babe. If you believe me, I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me, it can't be that easy, babe. If you believe me, I guess I'll get on a plane, fly to your city, excited to see your face. Hold me, console me, and then I'll leave without a trace.
Yeah.
That was Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae, and before that it was No One Noticed by The Marías. Guys, like, I know she's a TikToker, and so she gets a lot of flack for being a TikToker, but like, man, I think Addison Rae is so cool, so hot. And the music, in my opinion, it also slaps. Like, I remember when she made that song Obsessed, like that was her first song, and I was kind of like, I don't really understand the vibes here. Then, you know, she partnered up in that song, that remix song for Charli XCX. And I think her proximity to Charli XCX just made her cool in a lot of people's eyes, because Charli XCX is like so big right now and is a cool girl. Nevertheless, I like Addison Rae's music. I like Diet Pepsi. And I think she's going places because I think she has like inventive, creative spirit. And so that's something that you need if you're going to be a musical artist, I think. Yeah. Okay. Coming up, this next one, Smells Like Me by Charlie Puth. This is kind of like the biggest joke song ever. Like, I started listening to it because the lyrics are genuinely funny. Like, they're sincere, but in like a stupid way, which makes it funny to me. But in that process, it like became one of my favorite songs. I would play it on repeat on the highway. The car I drive has like no AC. And so, especially this fall, like there's a lot of hot days, like anything over like 9-10 degrees, like if I'm driving, it's going to be hard. And like, you don't want to have the windows down on the highway, but at the same time, like you're suffocating in those long, treacherous car rides that made me want to die. I would pump some Charlie Puth, Smells Like Me by Charlie Puth. And I don't know if I would say it lifted my spirits, but it got me through it. So maybe. Yeah. And then after that, it'll be Enlightening by Feist. Okay. This is Smells Like Me by Charlie Puth.
Smells like
is Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Tell me what you need. You bring me presence of death and live wild and free. Godless or not, you can't let the fear control your body. Like a gray Canadian darkness, I will cover you. Nothing will harm us. I will protect you. So tell me what you need. You bring me to my knees and I'm tired of running. I'm tired of moving life around. How do we deal with this? Treat each day as a gift it is. I don't wanna be running till I'm underground. I'm tired of moving life around. How do we deal with this? Treat each day as a gift it is. I don't wanna be running until I'm underground.
Said I wouldn't do it, but I hunted you down. Know you were the girl, but it didn't work out. Know you bought a house, but you had to move out. I'm not proud, cause I'm just scared of you shooting it down. You can just talk and I'll stare at your mouth. It could be bad, but I wanna find out. And I wake up in the middle of the night with the light on, and I feel like I could die. Cause you're not here, and it don't feel right. You're not here.
God, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met him. Watch this be the wrong thing. Classic. God, I'm jumping in the deep end. It's more fun to swim and heard the risk is drowning, but I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it.
Isn't it fun thinking I'm right when I'm probably wrong? Holding my breath like I miss someone, knowing damn well that I haven't been touched by you. In my head, you're in the car and you're coming to me, and you get to my door and you can't even speak. But I think that it's sweet, yeah, I think that you're sweet. And I wake up in the middle of the night with the light on,
and you're not here. God, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met. This be the wrong thing. Classic. God, I'm jumping in the deep end. It's more fun to swim and heard the risk is drowning, but I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna bend till I break it. You'll be my favorite mistake. I wish you could hold me. You're shaking. You're the risk I'm gonna take it. Why aren't you here in my bedroom, hopelessly boring without you? Too soon to tell you I love you. Too soon to tell you I love you. Actually invested. Think I really want this. I'm not even kidding. No, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met yet. Wish that I was kidding. I'm not and I hate it. God, I'm actually invested. Haven't even met yet. Watch this be the wrong thing. Classic. God, I'm jumping in the deep end. It's more fun to swim. The risk.
risk is drowning, but I'm gonna take it.
That was Risk by Gracie Abrams, and before that it was Underground by City and Color. When Risk came out this year, I was like, this is cool. I have been saying for a while, I like Gracie Abrams' songs, but like particularly her more up-tempo ones. I remember she did Where Do We Go Now, Block Me Out, or something like that, and they were more up-tempo, and I just felt like the way that they sounded, like her voice is just well suited for that. And so when I was listening to her songs, those were the songs that I would listen to. And then I knew she was coming out with a new album, and this was the first single on it. And I was like, this is great, because like I have been wanting more faster paced Gracie Abrams songs. So this was kind of perfect for me. Yeah. And I would say the album did not disappoint. My favorite from her album that came out this year, The Secret of Us, would probably be Risk. Close Second could be Close to You. I know that one's like a fan favorite, and I was definitely counting down the days till she released it. This is actually one of the rare moments where an artist has an unreleased song, and then, but like there's clips floating around on the internet, and then finally they release it and it actually sounds the way it sounded in the first recording, and like the fans are really satisfied. Sometimes I feel like there are little clips, but then artists redo it the way they would do it now, but it's like everyone is kind of more attached to the original, the older version. Yeah, then on her deluxe album, That's So True, it's a big hit. I mean, everyone is playing it, but I think that one is really great. Also, I love Cool, the song Cool. So safe to say, I mean, Gracie Abrams was my number three artist this year, so I think she had to have a spot on the 2024 Wrapped Sad Song Central playlist. Okay, coming up, we've got Name of God by Mustafa. I played this one a while back, just a cool Canadian artist that has a really fun, like, folky vibe that I definitely vibe with. And then after that, we're going to have Entwined, Streetlight Buzz by Metz. Metz is a new Canadian artist that I've been listening to recently. I found them on like a Reddit post, actually. Someone was talking about Metz and I was like, who is that? This is Name of God by Mustafa.
Both our eyes are red, but you're high and I'm crying. You're trying to forget, but it hits me every time. You pray next to me, right hand holds your left sleeve, turning our heads gently, cause when it ends we fight. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like, and every letter of fire you read me when I'm tired makes me wanna cry. Whose Lord are you naming when you start to break things? It's my only life you hold. And when you left me waiting, I thought, did you do it in the name of God? Already done, and I walk to the nearest door just to see someone. And everything is black, your hands in my past. If I don't wait tomorrow, promise me you'll laugh. And in that warm winter, I withered. I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like. Treat pain as a choir. Whose Lord are you naming when you start to break things? It's my only life.
تعرف الحنة اليوم؟ محمود مدير وانت؟ ايوه انت ما حاجة. سبحان الله، انسان ومسلم.
This is Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. A weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
That was Entwined, Streetlight Buzz by Metz. And before that, it was Name of God by Mustafa. Yeah, I liked that one because I feel like it's really atmospheric. Obviously, there's a buzz. There's like, I don't know. I feel like it could fill a whole room. Okay, I've got one song left. It's going to be an old one that made it to my top songs of 2024. Yeah, I have a bit of a story about the first time I heard the song. I heard it playing at a movie theater. It was a really small local theater. It's called the Review Cinema in Toronto in like Dundas West area. Similar to like the screening room here in Kingston, just like small. I had been hearing about it, so I really wanted to go. I went with my friend Alicia. I think we were watching Maxine, the like third X movie, which I don't know if I recommend, but it was kind of good vibes. And so I went to see the show and it was such a small thing. And I knew they wouldn't have the same ads as like at like a Cineplex or something, but like they barely had any ads and they were all like static, like just like pictures. And so we walked in and when everyone's getting situated, they were just playing music. And this was one of them, Holding Back the Years. And I remember hearing it and also feeling like I shouldn't pull out Shazam right now, even though the movie hadn't started, because I just felt kind of, you know, when you feel embarrassed to like Shazam something because you really want to know the song, but it might also be a song that everyone knows. And so it would look stupid. Like imagine if you Shazammed like a Taylor Swift song, like You Belong With Me or something. Anyway, I heard this song playing and I just thought it was so beautiful. And I added it to my playlist, played it a lot this summer over and over. It's great. Holding Back the Years by Simply Red. Yeah. And then when I was working, I work at a pool and I was like there early in the morning playing this song in the office. And one of the coaches who's like an older guy, he coaches like the Masters swimming. He came in and started like singing along. And I was like, yeah, this song is so good. Yeah, this was kind of the soundtrack of like July for me. I'm very fond of it. So I put it at the end. We're closing with Holding Back the Years by Simply Red. This is Sad Song Central. Yeah, thanks guys.
Holding back the years. wasted all of those years, and nothing had the chance to be good, 'cause nothing ever
to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of and that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.